Greetings, everyone. Welcome to the Musical Connections Podcast. On this show, you will discover more about the music of Newfoundland and Labrador. So join me now as we explore what makes our music scene so special and be a part of my ever-growing mission to grow our Newfoundland and Labrador music sector one song at a time. As always, I am your host, Zach Snow, and we got another great episode lined up for you this week. And you know what I'm thankful for? I'm thankful that I get to bring these to you each and every single week, bring you some great music and some great conversations with musicians and industry professionals who will help cultivating our music here that'll be put out and appreciated for many, many years to come. And this singer-songwriter just put out her sixth studio record, Take My Heart and Run, back in July on CD, with a digital release set to be coming out later this year. I welcome back to the podcast Selena Boland. She comes in and talks about her brand new record, why she released it on CD in the first place, and her little tour that she just wrapped up, and she had Musical Connections as one of the stops. So big thank you to Selena for adding me on the list. I really appreciate it. We also talk about what life is like as a full-time musician, her songwriting process, and a whole lot more. So that'll be coming up on Next to Connect, and big thanks to Selena for dropping by. And we will get there right after this week's Newfound releases. These songs came out between October 6th to the 12th. And we are going to start out with a song for the first time in 5 years from Kim Stockwood. She's been on songs with Shea back in 2020 and 2022, but it's her first solo release since 2018's Canadian. And she was a feature artist on a song back in 2019. So this is the first thing we've heard from Kim Stockwood in quite a while. Right now, we're going to have a song that she co-wrote with Gordy Sampson. You may be familiar with his work, as he is a big singer-songwriter in the Maritimes, and he also co-wrote Jesus Take the Wheel for Carrie Underwood. So he's a big deal around here. Right now, here is Kim Stockwood for you now with Crying 2 on Newfound Releases.
How lonesome can you be when tears are falling free? I know all your little heartaches came before me. You sang them for me. Ain't it funny how you're long gone? I'm still singing all your sad songs. Now the whippoorwill is me, and I'm hurting just like you. Cause baby, all the stars are out tonight, they're crying. But believe me when I say I'm crying too. I'm crying too. Now I'm driving, don't know where, and I'm barely halfway there. It's a long way to go, it's just you and me and the radio. Only the lonely know how a love can leave you busted, and your heart just can't be trusted. Now I know for sure those words you said were so true. Cause baby, all the stars are out tonight, they're crying. But believe me when I say I'm crying.
Thank you.
funny how you're long gone. I'm still singing all your sad, sad songs. Now the only one I'm singing for is lonely me.
And that was Kim Stockwood with Crying 2. We continue newfound releases with a brand new release from King Sway. And we are so attached to this new number. Right now, here is King Sway for you on newfound releases with Attached.
She's looking for love, I don't wanna cuff, I can't get attached,
I can't get attached.
I know when you leave, I give you my heart, I won't get it back,
I won't get it back.
I loved and I lost, I carry with me these broken attachments.
Broken attachment.
Just looking for love, I can't give enough, I can't get attached.
On the very first time that we met, I was outside, had my energy on 10. I was with Columbus, you was dancing with your friend. But he asked her for a dance, I was wingman in him. What a moment to forget. Didn't really care, never thought we'd meet again. The dance floor was dark, so I couldn't see your face. I was gripping on your waist, but I recognized your friend. So, her and I would meet again. Don't remember where and I don't remember when. I grew up with Columbus, you would meet him and be friends. That's how I met you when our fairy tale begins.
She's looking for love, I don't wanna cuff, I can't get attached,
I can't get attached.
I know when you leave, I give you my heart, I won't get it back,
I won't get it back.
I loved and I lost, I carry with me these broken attachments.
Broken attachments.
If you're looking for love, I can't give enough, I can't get attached.
So the second time you and I met, I counted as the first time we actually met. My heart skipped a beat, my lungs skipped a breath. Everything about you made you hard to forget. I was only 18 when we met, but girl, you have me planning now forever in my head. And I always put you first, you don't have to second guess. I will make you my wife, I say that with my chest. And I promise you my all, nothing less. Your heart is my treasure, keep that in my chest. If anybody hurts you, girl, I aim for the. Even if it's me, girl, I said what I said.
She's looking for love, I don't wanna cuff, I can't get attached,
I can't get attached.
I know when you leave, I give you my heart, I won't get it back,
I
loved and I lost, I carry with me these broken attachments. If you're looking for love, I can't give enough, I can't get attached.
And that was King Sway with Attached on newfound releases. And we wrap up this week's batch with Potom. He released a brand new EP called Apricity, which came out on Friday. And from that new record, here is You and I, Work It Out, right here on Newfound Releases.
We'll be right back.
up our first half of the podcast, Newfound Releases. If you want to be featured on the segment, you can head over to my link tree to find out how you qualify for Newfound Releases. I got a guide there on everything that you need to know about it and who qualifies specifically for this segment and what you need to include in your submission package. And also, when I do look for Newfound Releases, I will send you guys a form to fill out with information that you need to include, because I'll be posting that on the podcast when it does come out every single Tuesday at 12 noon, Newfoundland Standard Time. If you got any questions, comments, or concerns about it, feel free to email musicalconnectionsnl@gmail.com. It is now time to transition over to the second half of this show, that being Next to Connect. I speak with musicians or industry professionals about their new projects or their careers. And we welcome back to the podcast, Selena Boland. I believe she was our 36th episode, so she's back here 60 episodes later. She's back in the Next to Connect studios to talk about her brand new record, Take My Heart and Run, which came out back in July on hard copy only. She'll be releasing this on streaming services at the end of the year, but she comes on to talk about why she released it on hard copies to begin with. She also talks about her recent tour that she just concluded, and one of the stops was the Next to Connect Studios, so a big thank you to Selena for that. We also talk about life as a full-time musician, and some people that she wants to co-write with down the road. And there's a songwriter out there that's really well-known that I'm going to put this out to him right now, hint hint, Trent Reznor. So she talks about why she wants to co-write with Trent Reznor and a couple of local co-writes that she wants to do with some people here in the province. All that and more on Next to Connect as I reconnect with singer-songwriter Selena Boland. Greetings, everybody. Welcome back to the second half of the Musical Connections podcast. This, of course, is Next to Connect. And as always, I'm your host, Zach Snow. Well, joining me in the Next to Connect studios today, she is an accomplished singer-songwriter with her seventh studio album, Take My Heart and Run, out now on hard copy with digital being out later this year. And she's just concluding a mini tour through Ontario and here in Newfoundland and Labrador. And she's making a stop here to the Next to Connect studios to talk all about a brand new record. Welcome back, Selena Boland. How are you doing?
Thank you. I'm doing awesome. How are you?
I am lovely. And the last time we did an interview like this, it was over the phone. Mm-hmm. You're one of the many guests that I've had on two times that we've had over the phone. And this is the second time you're on the show, but the first time here in the studio. So welcome.
I like it. Thank you.
So how are things for you right now? Because you're just wrapping up a little small tour through Ontario. Yep. And you played the Rocket Bakery yesterday by the time there were... We're recording this. So how are things with you right now, Selena?
Really, really busy and fun. Yeah, like I was just in Ontario and Montreal as well for a little bit. And that was just great. I played venues that, you know, I've never played before in Toronto. And it was fantastic to connect with, you know, the music scene over there. And then I got back like a couple days ago. And
yes,
yeah, just played the Rocket Bakery Cafe. That was fantastic yesterday. It was so good.
So what's your favorite place to play here in Newfoundland and Labrador by chance? Ooh. Let me just ask you that.
Honestly, all the venues are awesome. I frequent the Ship a lot, as well as the Battery Cafe. And I've been playing the Black Sheep pretty regularly, like every single week. And now going to be doing that on Wednesday nights. I don't know if I can pick. Like, there's so many great venues. I do the Farmers Market every Saturday. And, you know, I love Trinity Hall. I played there. Like,
it's, oh, that's just a beautiful spot.
Such a good sound, right? So, yeah. Honestly, I like pretty much every venue here. I can't pick.
I mean, how can you pick? But you just listed off three really great venues and, well, actually five. The Ship is a beautiful venue. When you had... when you had the songwriter circle that Pharos Music hosted,
yep.
You ended up stealing the show, I found. No offense to any of the other performers there. And the Battery Cafe is also a very nice intimate venue that can seat 35 people. You also have the Rocket Bakery up on Elizabeth Avenue that you played there.
Downtown.
There's a Rocket Bakery downtown too.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
yeah. And in Mount Pearl.
I keep forgetting about that.
They've got a lot of locations now.
Oh, yeah, and the Black Sheep as well. That's a really nice venue as well.
It.
So This is your seventh studio album, Take My Heart and Run.
Number six.
Number six. Number seven will be coming soon.
Seven is coming soon, actually. It's already in the works.
Awesome. So tell me about this one, Take My Heart and Run, because you put it out in hard copy, but you're going to be releasing it on streaming services by the end of the year. So tell me a little bit about the recording process of this record.
Yeah. So I recorded earlier this year with Claire Follett and Robert Kelly. And also Christian Johansson. I had a lot of people actually like working on this album. It was fantastic. I decided to do it a little bit differently this time. I had Gina Burgess on violin on the last song of the album called Insatiable Minute. And then I had Rosemary Lawton play violin on another couple tunes. And I had Drew Cardoso on lead guitar of We Gazed at Orion. He's a guitarist I met in Montreal. He's really, really good.
Okay.
So I had a lot of collaboration, great teamwork. The recording process was really great. I enjoyed it, actually. I decided to do a retro release this time around just because the music's like, oh gosh, it's just so oversaturated. Like there's over 150,000 uploads per month, or sorry, per day, not
That's
per
insane.
Month, per day. On Spotify, all around the world, 150,000 uploads plus of new albums. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to do a retro release and then I'll do like a waterfall digital release. So I just released Same Day Over over the summer. And then I just did Take My Heart and Run, which was just like a few weeks ago. And now I have a new single coming in November.
Wow. So what's that single coming out in November?
It's actually in the works, but I think it's going to be Someone to Lean On, unless I change my mind. But I think that's going to be the next one.
Yeah, for sure. Now, of course, you did something that like no other artist would normally would do, but I think there are a group of artists out there that would put it on CD first before putting it out on streaming services, mm-hmm. because when it comes to streaming services, it's good for exposure, but you don't make a cent. Well, you do, but not enough like a CD or a t-shirt or a vinyl record would make.
That is true. And you're correct.
So do you find that it's more of like a challenge now where like CDs are not being bought as much anymore?
Honestly, this CD that I just released has sold faster and more copies than any other CD I've had manufactured.
Wow.
I think the reason is because it's a novelty item. It's like, hey guys, you can only get this at my live show or at Fred's Records, Brian's Records, or the Battery Cafe. So there's only three locations plus my live show where you can actually get the physical copy. So I think because it's harder to get it, you can't just jump on the online and just like look it up. I think people are more like, oh, you know, this is like, I can only get it right now. So like,
yeah, and it really makes your fans work harder for it.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
So do you have a favorite song off this record?
Whew. Ugh, honestly, yeah. I mean, I obviously like all the songs on the record. I'm really happy with this one.
But if you had one to pick, what would it be and why?
Insatiable Minute. I just think it's a very different song. It's it was originally a poem I wrote many years ago, and I don't usually transpose, you know, music for my poetry. Usually I write simultaneously. When I'm playing guitar, I'll write lyrics with it. But it was originally a poem, and then I made it into a song. And it's just different. I think the lyrics are just, they're closer to my heart. I don't know. And Gina Burgess.
She's wonderful.
She put some pretty beautiful violin over it, and it just makes it, it's theatrical. I love the way that Christian Johansson produced it. He really just brought out the feeling of the song, and Claire Follett did a beautiful job on my vocals. Like, I'm really happy with it, the overall thing, the whole overall mix.
Do you feel like this is the best work that you've ever done?
Yes.
And why is that?
Because it's the newest. I mean, I think all musicians just like love me. I don't know if I can speak for everybody, but like, I feel like everybody just loves their newest song or their newest album. You know, maybe I'll feel differently when I release new ones. Who knows? But I just feel like I had a really good team on this, and I like the songs.
But you've been at this for a while. You've been at this for about like 13, 14 years. I think your first album was 2011, mm-hmm. and this one's your sixth. So you definitely had some experiences along the way, and you've really fine-tuned your sound into really what has become, like, I would say your best work yet. Because I really like the songs like Same Day Over I featured. Actually, I featured Take My Heart and Run back in July when the album came out in hard copy version.
Oh, nice. Okay.
But awesome. I will feature the new single when it does get released to streaming services in November. Thanks. But you finally have like a square of
I know.
Of your albums, because I've seen a photo of that as well when it came to the to when you put out this record as well. So how proud are you again of like to, you know, have that square completed?
I love it. It's a rectangle now, actually.
Oh yes, why?
So, soon it will be an octagon. Who knows? No, I'm happy about that. What can I say? You know, it's a little collection that I have, you know, and I'm happy to be able to have that. I'm thankful.
So what is your songwriting process like for your songs? Because when you wrote Insatiable Minute, it started as a poem. Is that the way like most of your songs are written, or is there like a different process for it?
That's not how most of my songs are written. No, I usually just, I see it as like catching a feeling. I know that sounds really cheesy, but like whenever I feel a really intense emotion, no matter what it is, I'll pick up my guitar and I'll start playing and singing simultaneously. So it usually the music and the lyrics happen simultaneously. And then I just write. It just comes from feel. I don't ever say, unless I'm in a co-writing situation, I don't ever say like, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to write a song. Like that never happens.
So you actually did a bit of co-writing. There was like a little songwriter's workshop at Trinity Hall. And you mentioned Trinity Hall is one of your favorite places to play. What was that like for you? Because you co-wrote a song, I believe, with Ryan Gates is one. And I don't know the other way. Pinhorn?
Kevin.
Kevin Pinhorn.
Yeah.
So what was that like for you?
That was actually my first official co-write. And yeah, we haven't even recorded that song. Like we were actually thinking about doing a recording of that in the studio. So I'm going to have to knock on Ryan Gates' door for that. But that was really fun. And we had a really catchy chorus going. That was at Rob Wells and Naomi Shoba's they had like a songwriting thing. It was like 10 hours. So we went to that. Music and L had that. And it was fantastic to be able to attend it. But yeah, that was my first co-write. And then I did another co-write with Darcy Scott. It's another song yet to be released. We performed it when we were playing at the Battery Cafe. And it went over really, really well. It's like a little duet. And then I did another co-write with Naomi Shoba when I was in Toronto. And that song is very catchy. And one of us is going to release it at some point.
For the record, you should release it.
Oh, really? Oh, no, she sings it so well, though. Like, she does such a great job with it. Like, it's more, I think, it's a pop genre. So, like, I guess I'm kind of a multi-genre artist anyways, but I feel like, yeah, whatever, we could both do it.
Yeah, you've done folk, you've done singer-songwriter, pop, rock.
Electronic.
You've done electronic with the Chalk Project.
Yeah.
So if you can, if you're like a chameleon in a way, because you can blend in any genre and you can kill it every single time.
It's a really good way to put it.
And adaptable. You can blend in very well. Yes.
Yeah, adaptable chameleon. Totally.
So what's it like working, though, with Naomi Shoba and Rob Wells, two very experienced singer-songwriters and producers? What's it like working with them?
I didn't really work with Rob Wells, not yet anyways, but honestly, it was fantastic. It was easy. Like, we just sat down for an afternoon, me and Naomi, and we just talked, you know, and we ended up writing a song. It happened very, very, like, naturally. Like, and it was just so much easier than I thought it would be. She's very skilled at communicating. Like, she's really, really good with like words, and yeah, what can I say? It was really fun.
Did you take anything away from working with Naomi Shoba that you'll take away for the rest of your life?
Yeah, I think every experience I've had co-writing, I'm gonna take it with me, because everybody contributes something different. You know, everyone has their own way of expressing themselves, and I think with her, she definitely like made me think about the way that I sing a particular melody, or like the emphasis I put on a word when I sing, or how I'm going to express this thought in a unique way. So yeah, I'll definitely take it with me for sure.
Wonderful. But if there's any other person that you would like to co-write with, who would that be and why?
Who would I want to co-write with? I don't know. Like, my mind immediately goes to famous people. So just like, who would I want to write with? Whose lyrics do I really appreciate? To be honest with you, and this might come as a surprise to some people, I think Trent Reznor is a absolutely brilliant lyricist.
Wow.
I would probably want to do a co-write with him. Nine Inch Nails.
Wow.
Just in case you don't know who Trent Reznor is.
Oh, yes. And I think we all know Trent Reznor because he wrote the song Hurt, and which ended up becoming a huge hit for Johnny Cash.
Yep.
But that's pretty interesting.
I know. It's just random, right?
But you never know the connections. And especially, you know, with Greg Wells now investing his time here into the Newfoundland Labrador music scene. You never know, right?
You never know. And I have a song coming out on his Christmas album this year. So,
another one.
Yeah. He's doing another one. Yeah.
Yes, why? Never knew that.
Yeah.
Or they may have talked about it, but it's just forgotten because, like, it's been a while since we've recorded one of these.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I think it's going to be fantastic.
But I'm looking forward to hearing that when it does come out. So,
me too.
How has this tour been for you now when it comes to, you know, the shows that you've played too? Because you played a couple in Montreal, you played some in Toronto, you played some in Ontario, and now you recently played the Rocket Bakery.
Yeah.
How did you feel about this tour and how it went?
It's been another learning experience and just like another opportunity to meet new people, to hear new music. I like to collaborate with other musicians, you know, on tours, and when I play shows, like I like to play with like local artists. So I got to play with Courtney Bowles at the Painted Lady in Toronto, and I had the chance to listen to her music and just connect with her, and you know, I'll reconnect with her if I go to Toronto, when I go to Toronto again. And I just listen to the way she sings and her beautiful original songs, and it's just such a learning experience every time. And it's also like just, it feels like family every time I meet up with other musicians in other provinces, because like, you know that they're doing something so similar and they think in a similar way because they're songwriters and they're creative. And yeah, it's always just so great. Like, I love traveling and I love playing with other musicians. So.
Oh, for sure. Now, I did mention that, what songwriter would you like to co-write with? What one here locally would you like to co-write with? I'm going to put this on you again because I love asking these questions because it makes you think.
Ugh.
But you've had co-writes with Darcy Scott and Ryan Gates. Any more you have on your mind?
Ugh. Off the top of my head, Amelia Curran.
And she's working on her new album herself.
I didn't know that.
So why Amelia?
Because I love her songwriting. I think it's beautiful. I think she's very poetic, really catchy, and just, again, just brilliant with her lyrics. I think she's great.
So on the note of that seventh studio album, how's that coming along? Are you just like in the songwriting process now and you haven't recorded anything yet?
Exactly. Songwriting process. Yes. Haven't. Well, I've recorded some demos at home, my home studio, but I have yet to get the details of that. I'm still focused on like releasing this album. So it's, you know, it's, I just have to like kind of stay in the present moment and be like, okay, like I got to focus like on the here and now, like what am I doing today?
Oh yeah. One day at a time.
One day at a time. Exactly. But I know that there's a seventh album in the works. So
if there's any advice that you want to give to a young musician or singer songwriter that wants to take this on as a full-time musician, we'll talk about that in a second. What advice would you give them?
Go all in, you know, don't have any fear. Don't fear rejection because you will get rejected, for like applications for grants or for festivals. Like everybody is going to get rejected at some point. I think, most people.
No, but that's true. That's
true. Be able to handle rejection. And you know, don't take it personally. Don't take anything personally. create new opportunities for yourself, get involved as much as you possibly can in like co-writes or any kind of workshops that are being held, get plugged in with like a local music community, join Music NL, take advantage of whatever you can and say yes to opportunities. Try to be open, you know, even if like someone asks you to play a show and you don't feel like they're offering you, you know, great compensation, do it anyway. You never know what will come of it. I've said yes to shows that I was like, okay, you know, they're not like really offering me much, but I'm going to do it anyways. And then I've had some pretty amazing opportunities come from it.
Yeah. And you never know what they could do for your portfolio. They're nice to have on the resume as well.
100%.
And you can also like, they can see you as a reliable and dependable musician that can come in at any time and play a show and kill it.
100%. Definitely.
So I saw a post on your Facebook recently that you're 3 years fun employed. You're taking the full leap as a full-time musician. So that is a very nice, very amazing words for any musician that wants to take this on as a full-time career.
Yep.
How have you felt about, you know, being a full-time musician for 3 years? What's it been like for you to be a full-time musician?
It's amazing. I wake up every day. I'm excited. I don't feel like this is work. For me, it's who I am. I just don't dread the day anymore. Like I'm not doing something that's out of line with who I am. I'm doing exactly what I feel that I'm supposed to do. It's not that I can't do anything else at any point in the future, but right now I'm able to focus 100% of my attention on music and creating. And I just, I'm in the flow state, and I've been in the flow state ever since I kind of left like the working world. And yeah, I just, every day now is like Friday. It's great. I'm just more fulfilled. I highly recommend it.
It's like that BTO song, Taking Care of Business. It's the work that we avoid. Look at me, you're self-employed.
Yeah, exactly.
But have you experienced any challenges with being a full-time musician? And what are some of the advantages of being a full-time musician?
Challenges for sure. Like, you know, you got to stay on it every day. You have to look for opportunities. I mean, you're basically running your own business. That's what it is. So challenges, yeah, like just like any other business that you'd be running, I guess you would run into that. What was the other question you asked?
What are some, you know, the positive aspects of being a full-time
everything?
Musician?
Literally everything. I mean, if it's what you feel you're called to do, then it's already, you're already winning. It's just, it's fun. It's rewarding. I absolutely love playing music constantly and writing and like co-writing and going to workshops and doing whatever. I just like even doing up a poster or like social media content, like anything. It's just all exciting because it all leads back to the music.
Oh, for sure. And I'm glad that like when you did that social media post, you included me. And I was like, wait, radio interview, musical connections?
Of course.
Podcast. But like it meant a lot to me. And I really appreciate you including me in this whole little tour, music media tour that you're doing for this
Thank
record.
You for including me.
And I'll include you anytime. And once you get your 7th album out, I'll get you back in again.
Thank you.
But what else is next for you, Selena, besides that? Besides, you know, like releasing the record to streaming services, working on the 7th, and, you know, just, you know, living the life as a full-time musician.
Whew. Well, that's a lot already. I guess I'll probably be heading back to Toronto, Montreal again in the next few months to play more shows, I would assume. I've been really establishing kind of like a connections over there. I will be writing new material, and I'll be playing new venues. I've also got a songwriting thing coming up in Clarenville with it's like an all-gal songwriting night in October, like the end of October. So I'm looking forward to that. Like, I'm just looking forward to new venues here. So I'll post all of that on my channels.
Wonderful. Now, where can people find that?
My Instagram, Selena Boland, S-E-L-I-N-A, not like Selena Gomez, which is E. Instagram and Facebook is where I post all my shows, my Facebook page. And yeah, literally any platform out there, you can hear my music.
Now, Music NL, you said join Music NL as well.
Yeah.
Music NL has undergone some changes themselves. I mean, Rhonda Tulk-Lane was a CEO at the start of the year, and now it's starting to rebrand itself, or restructure the team. Yep. Tamara Cater is now the executive director there, with Abigail Pye now being the communications and marketing manager. What more can Music NL do to, help out musicians like yourself that are, going all in with this?
Grants. And they do that. they provide grants. And grants are really so important, especially if you're going on a little tour or something. You can apply for funding, or funding for an album. They even just providing advice and connecting you with other musicians or other recording opportunities locally, they're fantastic. Yeah.
Awesome. Now, if there is one word or a phrase to describe your career so far and what's to come, what would that be and why?
The first word that comes to my mind is just excitement. I'm just excited, and I see excitement in the future for music. That's just the first word that came to me. And inspiration is another word.
Inspiration.
Yeah. You have to be inspired.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
100%. Well, Selena, I'm super happy that you got to come back in here again and take some time to come on the Musical Connections podcast again. Because, again, the last time we did this, it was over the phone. And there's also that none really replaces that face-to-face interaction that I really enjoy. And I'm looking forward to doing this again when you do get the 7th album out. So, Selena, thank you again so much. And I'm looking forward to hearing that song when the Trinity Hall Christmas 2 comes out.
Oh, yes.
Got to get Ryan Gates on again to talk about that. But once again, thanks again for considering the podcast on your tour. And thanks again for coming on again.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
That was Selena Boland for you on Next to Connect. Follow her on all of her social media platforms to find out when she's got new shows on the go and new music in the works. Right now, from that brand new record, Take My Heart and Run, here's a song that started it all. This is Same Day Over on the Musical Connections podcast.
He moves slow like an animal, a distant memory of a recent dream. New smiles in the old sunlight glow, resting on my untouched skin. And it was so hard.
that wraps up episode 96 of the Musical Connections podcast. Big thank you to Selena Boland for joining me on Next to Connect this week, and to all the musicians who have contributed their songs for newfound releases. If you want to follow along with any Musical Connections content, follow me on Facebook at Zach Snow Content Creator. You can also follow me on Instagram at Zach Snow NL. And if you want to watch full Next to Connect conversations in video form, follow me and subscribe to me on my YouTube channel, simply being Zach Snow. Or the link to that is youtube.com/ZachSnowMCNL. And on next week's Musical Connections, you'll be hearing a conversation with Greta Warner. She is the lead singer of Greta and the Goldfish. We talked to her all about how she got started in music, the formation of Greta and the Goldfish, and their most recent album, Harbor Graceless. We head back to the Sheraton Hotel for that conversation, and that drops next week. If you do not want to miss an episode of Musical Connections, they drop every Tuesday at 12 noon on your favorite streaming services, Apple Music, Spotify, you name it. Like and follow along to not miss an episode, and leave a review while you're there as well. It'll help spread the word about this show a lot, and it'll be a part of the ever-growing cause of growing the Newfoundland and Labrador music sector, one song at a time. Now, I'm going to do something completely different today, as I'm not going to be doing my usual outro. So, by the time that I recorded last week's podcast, I just found out the news about 2 hours later that we lost one of Newfoundland and Labrador's most soulful and most kind-hearted musicians out there. Chris Ryan died at the age of 38, and it is a shock to many of us. He has collaborated with some of Newfoundland and Labrador's finest musicians like Chris Kirby, Mallory Johnson, Quote the Raven, Justin Fancy, Nick Girl, and some of the province's best bands like Hagdown, Kilkenny Crew he's played in before, and from my interactions with Chris Ryan, I always found him to be very smooth, very relaxed, but he always treated everybody with respect and never took things too seriously. And he let his music do the talking, and that's, I think, what we'll all remember him for. Just being a down-to-earth, humble kind of guy who loved music to the core. Chris, I'm going to send this song out to you, my friend. And by the time that I'm recording this, the service for Chris Ryan would have happened. And farewell, Chris. Your music will be remembered and it will last forever, as one of your songs famously said. And he was one of the biggest cheerleaders of this podcast as well. And thank you for that message of my ECMA win, too. And thank you for being our biggest cheerleader. No matter who you were cheering for, thank you for having our backs. Rest easy, my friend. Thank you so much for connecting once again with me this week. I've been your host of the Musical Connections podcast, Zach Snow. Join me same time where once more we will highlight the music of Newfoundland and Labrador. Stay safe, be kind to one another, and safe home. And I'm going to do something different. I'm going to wrap up this show with a song from Chris Ryan. We're all holding out for a lucky heart. Rest easy, Chrissy.
Life is a casino, building up in debt of heartbreak, tears, and countless fears. The jackpot of regret. The roulette wheel keeps spinning, but I can't follow the ball. Everybody's pins and needles, wondering where the cards might fall, and they'll fall. I sat down at your table, the world inside my hand. You played the part, my queen of hearts. Was it all part of your plan? Your all or nothing promise left me blind, I couldn't see. The cards that you were dealing make a loser out of me, out of me. The lights are flashing and the bells are ringing. The ball stops rolling but my head keeps spinning. Everyone's a winner till they stretch themselves too far. Cheating and the dreamers are still counting out their cards, holding out for a lucky heart. The last quarter in my pocket should have gone into a phone, but the silence through the wire is the sound of all alone. I'm a proud and careless coward, can't walk away, and now I see games that you've been playing, taken better men than me. The lights are flashing and the bells are ringing, the ball starts rolling, but my head keeps spinning. Everyone's a winner till they stretch themselves too far. The jaded and the dreamers are still counting out their cards, holding out for a lucky heart. Hearts will break no matter how you spin it. Gotta know your limit to play within it. Lights are flashing and the bells are ringing, the bar stops rolling, but my head keeps spinning. Everyone's a winner till they stretch themselves too far. Jaded and the dreamers are still counting out their cards, holding out for a lucky heart.
Jaded and the dreamers are still
holding out for a lucky heart.
Jaded and the dreamers are still
holding out for a lucky heart.